There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. You look like good day. Wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things went my way. Throwing troubles out to the wind and praying that they never catch up again. I'm gonna say my worried days are done. And a half, 7 after the hour, actually, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The presence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus with medical information and news that you need to know later on in this half hour. And then Dr. Joy Brown will join Richie and Kenny and Jennifer on the trip through what's going on today. People in the news, Melissa Rivers has written the story of her mother. She found a way to work through her grief. I often wondered about the relationship between the two of them. They seemed, they kind of all lived together, right, didn't they?
Yeah, Joan lived with Melissa and the daughter, yeah. Or in her son, I'm sorry.
It's called The Book of Joan, Tales of Mirth, Mischief, and Manipulation. I'm fascinated by that. I think there are more people who are manipulative and who either don't realize it themselves or they do realize it, and they like it. It's all about control and power and stuff. And apparently she was a master manipulator.
Joan was.
Which happens, yeah. That is a frequent, and I'm going to sound a little bit of a, like a sexist here, whether it's more of a problem for men than it is for women, or vice versa, or is it a universal problem? And I'm referring to it as a problem. Some people may not think it is, but I think it's a universal psychological problem.
Manipulation.
Want to have power.
About?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think men and women both manipulate equally. Actually.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself once in a while doing it, and I don't like it when I think about it, and I try to stop. Or I'm now more focused on it than I ever was before because I think that there are ways, you know, there are ways people can get you to do things that are sometimes direct.
You don't manipulate.
Sometimes. You don't think
yes,
I'm a manipulator?
No.
Oh, are you kidding? Yes, he does. Everybody does. Anybody.
I would define manipulation as using some kind of tactic to get somebody to do what you want.
But
right?
Listen to this. In this business,
Doug,
Rich,
very forthright. Doug doesn't, there's nothing sneaky about what Doug does when he wants you to do something.
But I think you're looking at manipulation too far. I mean, to me, the word manipulation is what Doug and you and I do every day when we tell a story. We tell it in a way that manipulates a response from somebody. Otherwise, we wouldn't be good talk radio people.
That's not what it means. I don't think that's what it means. I think manipulation is a personal affront to people and their sensitivities. I think that being, I hear sometimes I feel like I've been manipulated, and that means that you're being used or you're being sort of pushed into
you want the
something
definition?
That you don't really want
it's
to
got
do.
A negative connotation to it.
Here's
yes,
the definition.
It does. Yeah.
Psychological manipulation is a type of social influence that aims to change the perception or behavior of others through underhanded, deceptive, or even abusive tactics. So you're seeing it in a more negative way. I always think that I don't think manipulation has to be evil all the time. I mean, I think you can manipulate. I mean, I think everybody just with their own perspective, by definition, manipulates people. They may not be doing it purposely.
Well, maybe not purposely, but there are some people who are very purposeful.
I agree. Manipulation. Yes. Mm-hmm. Some people purposely manipulate other people. Yes.
Well, and Jennifer, in the definition that you read, it said underhanded.
For evil, right. So what's the word if it's not? Like, what's the word if you're just trying to influence somebody?
What is the word?
Thank you.
I don't know what the word is.
What is the word influence? For what I'm getting at?
Influence.
I get magazines all the time, and they're addressed to influencer at my address. I think that's an interesting
word. Did you give it to Charlotte?
All right, so the weather is, as I travel across the country, it's actually been quite nice
Richie, we had a nice Monday. The weather was good in Washington. I slept in Atlanta the second night. Not bad. In Dallas last night, not bad. Where did I? Oh, Jackson last night. No, the night before last. How many nights have I been gone? I've spent Monday I was with you. Tuesday
Atlanta, Wednesday in Jackson.
Today I'm in Jackson. Today I'm Dallas. Tomorrow I'll be in El Paso, and Friday night hopefully back in L.A. My son was going to come and drive the rest of the way with me, but he unfortunately bought a ticket on Spirit Airlines because it was the cheapest of the three airlines that service L.A. To Dallas.
Did they manipulate him, Dougie?
They really manipulated him. Here's the story. It says when you buy on Expedia or some of the other processors, if you don't buy direct from Spirit, there's a tag at the bottom of the page that says you will be put on an automatic standby list if you don't buy this ticket from us directly. So he went to the airport not seeing that, and there were 54 people who were waiting to get on the same plane that were sold the tickets. And they had, because they bought them on Expedia, Priceline, wherever the hell else you get them, and they were all denied entry to the plane. This is the biggest scam.
They oversell
the every plane. They'll take anybody who wants to buy a ticket, gets a ticket.
So if there's 150
they don't qualify,
and they sell 250, they'll take all the money.
They'll take all the money.
And then what?
Exactly
now what happens?
And then you show up. Well, they give you a voucher for the same amount of money to be used at some other point.
They will not refund you, but most people are so ticked off.
No.
Right. Yeah.
Right. That's how this guy screws. This is the worst airline. I've always said an airline that has no reason for being. These people, they'll talk about the cheapest seats, yeah. But they don't tell you they're selling tickets to everybody that wants one. And when you show up at the airport, you're two-thirds of you are likely not to get on the plane. So my advice is never buy a ticket on Spirit, because I've heard these stories before from people. Just a rip-off like you wouldn't believe. So
I had to send a producer to Las Vegas last couple weeks ago, and that was the only... It was short notice, so I did the same thing. I bought one there, and he was able to get on the plane. But I mean,
buy it online, or did you buy it from Spirit?
No, I bought it through
Orbitz.
Did
you buy it online from a ticket?
Yeah, through Orbitz.
And you still got on.
And he still got on, but I mean, they charge you for everything.
Everything. Yeah, everything. You got a bag that it's just it's a disc.
Carry on. They charge you for carry-on bags.
Yeah, they do. Yep. Right. All right. It's 13 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a moment with the latest news from the world of medicine and medical advice. He's here on Good Day. You can hold your breath. He'll be here in a moment.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week, get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to overview a number of the stories from the medical journals. For example, napping and how good it is for you. This is something that fortunately I don't get to, fortunately I know how to do it and get the benefits from it, Ken, but I don't do it often enough. What's the story?
This is great news out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week. Doug, that a short nap can revive the immune system and even zap stress for those who did not get enough sleep the night before. Lack of sleep, it can wreak havoc on the body and mind, sending hormones that are involved in stress and the immune system haywire, impairing judgment and increasing the risk of illness. The news this week is that a 30-minute nap can reverse the hormonal impact of a night of poor sleep.
Wow, that is a good story. That's good news. All right, this is kind of complicated. Brain stents show promise for certain stroke patients. Stroke is the number three killer, isn't it, after heart attacks? And
exactly.
Cancer.
Number one disabler. This is a week out of the New England Journal of Medicine. Doug, most of the 800,000 strokes in America each year that are caused by a blood clot lodged in the brain. The usual treatment is a clot-dissolving medicine called TPA. It's like Drano for the brain. When that does not work, doctors sometimes try devices pushed through blood vessels to pluck out the clot. But several studies over the years have found that they did not help. However, newer devices, here's the news, metal mesh cages called stent retrievers open an artery much faster with less damage to the blood vessel. Unlike heart stents, which stay in place to prop the artery open, the brain stents flatten the clot, trap it, and are removed with it. Stents used to clear a blood clot in the brain can greatly lower the risk of a patient ending up disabled. This is groundbreaking change in how we will be treating a stent, treating a stroke going further.
Dr. Ken is a well-known cardiologist, practices at Lake Cardiology. That's his facility in Mount Dora, Florida. And as such, he's more, well, not more interested, but certainly more credible, not that he isn't credible. But when there's something comes up that has to do with your heart, he's somebody to listen to. And there's a story this week about low vitamin D levels. You've been studying that with your patients too, haven't you?
Absolutely. This is out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week, that vitamin D deficiency in childhood may be linked to hardening of the arteries in middle age. So the vitamin D level of between 30 to 50 is generally considered accurate. And, you know, kids between 3 and 18 who are studied in this study, you may want to, mom and dad, get their vitamin D levels checked the next time they go to the doctor.
All right, let's see what else we have here. Smoking, this is kind of a duh. We needed a study to tell us that smoking is linked to lots of health problems?
Well, it's some new things that we didn't think about. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week. However bad you thought smoking was, Doug, it's even worse. This new study adds at least 5 diseases and 60,000 deaths a year to the toll taken by tobacco in America. The new findings are based on health data from nearly 1 million people who were followed for 10 years, in addition to the well-known hazards of lung cancer, artery disease, heart attacks, chronic lung disease, and stroke that you've mentioned. Smoking also is linked to significantly increased risk of infection, kidney disease, intestinal disease caused by inadequate blood flow, and heart and lung ailments that we didn't even think previously were attributed to tobacco.
How anybody can smoke is beyond me.
21% of guys, about 18% of women. I agree with you.
It's just ignorance. It's just pure ignorance. Aye. And I don't want to say that people who smoke are ignoramuses, but I don't know what goes with ignorance. It's just uneducated.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com. And click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Lots of stories today about music. Richie loves Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, I do.
Loves that guitar. It was on this date, 1968, that Jimi Hendrix got an honorary high school diploma from Garfield High School in Seattle, where he had dropped out when he was 14. How'd he get away with that? He got out when he was 14.
He was 1960, whatever, 3,
Eight,
4.
Yeah, 3, early on, yeah. Yeah. He was with the band of Gypsies. I didn't realize that was the name of the group. Was it?
Yeah, he played with Little Richard first. He was a guitar player for Little Richard for a couple of years, and then he was with the Isley Brothers for a while.
Ah, that was a good combo.
Yeah.
Speaking of good combos, here's the number one song from this week in 1972. The reason I play it is because it is so smooth. What a great message. Al Green's Let's Stay Together knocked American Pie out of the top spot in the charts this day, 1972.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do, it's all right with me.
Just musical memories. American Pie, then Al Green was at number one for a couple of weeks, and then Nielsen's Without You became number one. He had 14 hits into the top 10. Great, great.
I saw him at Jazz Fest
like
8 or 9 years ago, man. This guy is cool as an ice cream.
So smooth. Absolutely.
Smooth.
All right, next musical news. Celine Dion in the focus with the number one single this week in 1994. This is what did you say? This is saccharine. There's no tears here in this, Jennifer.
This is one of those chest beating songs of Celine Dion. You know when she hits her chest?
Really?
Grabbing for power. Yeah.
She hasn't got much to jazz.
I will never forgive Celine Dion.
What? What? Pounding it down.
Is that what it is?
Like me.
All right, next up. A musical items in the news, Richie. The Rolling Stones from the Musical Memory Department on the Good Day program. You can look for the Stones to hit North America again this year. How many times have they retired?
How many farewell tours? Like 12?
Well, this last one has gone on for 3 years now.
Yeah, Ronnie Wood, who's the guitarist, says that they are meeting in New York coming to the grips that they need to come to make a run around North America again this summer. No details yet. Keith Richards mentioned it also, and then they said they ought to go to South America. Apparently they're planning on doing that. This is its 50 and counting tour. Stone's 50th anniversary was 2012, right?
Wow. So, Mick Jagger is 71 years old.
Amazing, huh?
Amazing. You'd have told me in 1980 that these guys would still be going.
Still be alive. All right. So here's the story of the day musically. Whether you can believe it or not, Kanye West is about to discover another singer-musician. He has invited Taylor Swift to join him. They want to record some music together, the same as he did with Paul McCartney. And, of course, all of his fans think he discovered Paul McCartney because that's what he has for a fan base.
Is this a peace offering, you think?
What, for Taylor Swift and Kanye West? Right?
There was a picture of them together at the Grammys the other day, and they looked like they were having a good time.
Well, you know, Taylor is friends with Jay-Z and Beyonce now. She's in the In Circle.
How'd she manage that? What, that's the In Circle?
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in it? Kim Kardashian?
Beyonce, Kanye, Jay-Z. That's their little circle. And so
who's
Taylor
Beyonce
was hanging
married
out
to?
Jay-Z.
Beyonce. Who's Kardashian married to?
Kanye.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. All right. So is this which song is Richie? Does you belong to me?
Yeah, you belong to me.
Number one during this week in 2010. You impressed that I knew that?
You're amazing.
So look for Taylor Swift to get known because she's going to connect with Kanye West.
Now, I wonder if he'll pull any more words from her now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The end of Mercury being in retrograde.
I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, this has been a tough one for me. It's been a very, very tough one.
It's just funny how over the years we go from retrograde, Mars and retrograde, what is this? And now Jennifer's like, praise the Lord, it's over.
It is. I had like so many computer issues. Just a lot of craziness.
Yeah. A lot of misunderstood communication. A lot of people do things during retrograde that they regret. Then how do you fix some of those things.
And I was also a little menstrual, so I'm sure that has something to do with that. TMI.
And you're not the only one. It's time for us to check in on... Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter. The biggest romp is from people who want to have their say about Brian Williams. So we have a special treat coming up for you in a moment. But first, I want Kenny to update us on what you're saying about the Brian Williams fiasco.
Steven says, it's amazing how the news media reacts to one of their own when they get caught lying.
In what way? Would you want to go? Do you want to interpolate that a little, Kenny?
Well, just, it's at the top of the news on every channel.
Yeah.
You know, I heard a great term yesterday of all of the rest of the news industry basically feeding on their own, calling them prestitutes.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought that was a great term.
Prestitutes.
How they turn on their own. Prestitutes.
Yeah. Prestitutes. All right. What else you got? A couple more comments.
Patrick says, the fact that Geraldo Rivera is so vociferously defending Brian Williams makes me wonder what he's hiding.
Well, I can tell you this. It's not in his treasure chest.
It's not in the tomb.
What else?
One more. Ian says, Brian Williams now becomes the first person in history to suffer consequences for lying about the Iraq War.
Oh, you know, wow. That is, isn't that perfect? That is perfect. His job is to tell the facts, but under the circumstances, all those people who lied during the Bush years to get us to go in, he got all these people to lie through their teeth to get us to even convince Colin Powell to present all these people that would who seem to have lost all their common sense just to get on the bandwagon for this. It's an unbelievable mess. Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you. In a moment, Jamie Tarbury is going to join us, a staff writer for Al Jazeera, focusing on the ISIS situation. What's today's story there? At DougStephan.com, pictures of space getting smiles. There's an image that you can see. The picture is at DougStephan.com of a couple of smiley faces, or at least that's what it looks like, in galaxy cluster SDSSJ1038+4849. We all know where that is, right?
Exactly.
These
go to the 7-Eleven, make a left, and go north for a long time.
Here's a lady named Judy Schmidt, who submitted a version of this image to the Hubble Hidden Treasure Image Processing Competition. So they have a contest, Kenny, right? Is that really what for people to send in pictures of what they see in space?
And that's not really a contest. It's just they're always looking for help.
Oh, and somebody that's doing a better job of finding things than they are with a Hubble telescope? So
space is pretty big.
Yeah, it is. So you're liable to miss a few things here and there. I just thought it was kind of cool. This is something that is, somebody described it as unsettling but amusing. Who's looking at us? We're looking at them, but who's looking at us? Ever stop to think about that? We think about it from our side. We're looking out there to try to discover what's in this.
I think we're an ant farm for somebody.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely God's ant farm.
All right. Well, here to prove that is a young fellow named Al Peterson, who works on the staff at Richie's Radio America.
I don't have the young fellow, but I do have Al Peterson.
You have Al Peterson.
Okay. Way too kind. You realize
he's the head ant.
Al Peterson is a very talented guy. Works at the headquarters of our originating network, Radio America. He's a fixer. He fixes. Richie messes stuff up. Al fixes it.
He's a production guy, engineer, does it all, and a musician. And just so you know, when you walk up and down the halls of Radio America, you will see keyboards, drum sets,
all kinds of
guitars, and ukuleles.
And Laura Ingram.
And Laura Ingram, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay, so when you walk, I walked through there the other day and didn't trip over anything. There was a ukulele, though, that I saw in the corner of Richie's office. So we're now celebrating ukulele music. Al has a very clever mind, and so we're all going to give him a suggestion of a song to play on the ukulele.
Okay, no, like adagios in D minor. Those I can't swing, but no,
really?
try me, see what I know.
All right, Jennifer, you want to start with a song?
Bye 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 by NSYNC.
He doesn't even know that
song. I left
song
my drum today. Machine home. Sorry.
All right, how about Yesterday by the Beatles?
Boy, I wrote that one so long ago. Let's see. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
All right, Ken, you got a song you want to strum?
Yeah, how about something from Buddy Holly, like Ray Vaughan or That'll Be the Day?
Oh, I like that.
Okay, let's see. That was an A. Well, that'll be the day that you make me cry. Well, that'll be the day you make me cry. You say you're going to leave me. You know that's a lie. Well, that'll be the day when I die.
Very nice.
Even if you hit the wrong chords, the ukulele, it's just fun.
It's so forgiving.
Yeah.
And it's so, the chords are so easy. It's such an easy instrument. I bought one for my kids, and we're all just having a blast with it. Like,
all right, so Richie,
throw a curveball at you.
Yeah, give him another.
Nirvana.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's see.
That's cool.
Wow. All right, I want you to do Always Walk on the Bright Side of Life. Always walk on
look on the bright side of life.
Look on that, too.
You know the words, Doug. Why don't you hit me?
Always look on the bright side of life. Oh, Eric got the song. Always look on. Have you got it? Richie's got it? Yeah, he's got it. Look on the bright side of life. One string at a time. Look on the bright side of life. Is it? Mercury's out of retrograde today.
Uh-huh. On a word,
turn up a little.
Always face the curtain with a band. Forget a bag of sin. Give the audience the grin. Enjoy it. It's your last chance at the end.
La la. Always look on the right side of life. Get up. I like a whistle.
Hey, let me tell you something. If you woke up this morning on the wrong side of the bed and you're just getting your car tuned and your radio on, it is impossible for you to be in a bad mood after listening to
it. Or just wonder, what are they doing this week?
What have they done to my program?
I'm impressed. It's good.
Always look on the bright side of life by the ukulele.
So how much do we owe ASCAP for all this?
We're buying a beer. I'll tell you where you can stick ASCAP and C-Stack and the rest of it.
It starts with ASCAP, right?
All right, good job, Al. Thank you. That was nice. Please join us anytime. Bring your ukulele or whatever you've got around. It is. We must have some
all one
around
there.
We've got there other instruments around. What
we've got so many musicians and instruments walking around this place.
We got a shoehorn. We got a pandemonium. We got
shoehorn. That's my brother.
All right, we have to go back to the serious stuff in a moment. Jamie Tarbury, a reporter for Al Jazeera, talks about what's going on in the Middle East in a moment here on Good Day.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh. I felt like canceling, but then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week at 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229 and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
It's 15 before the hour on Good Day. Jamie Tarbury is a senior staff writer for Al Jazeera, and she has been following what's been going on in the situation in, it's Syria and Iraq, but the whole Middle East is being affected by this. Jamie, welcome to Good Day.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you've been writing on this. What's the latest story that you've been responsible for penning?
Oh, my goodness. I just finished a story about war reporters and the sort of the risks that that they knowingly take when they go into covering areas, including the Syria conflict, in light of what happened with Jim Foley. And, you know, it also does, I guess, to a certain extent apply to aid workers, considering what happened to young Kayla Mueller and the news that came out yesterday. I think the broader question of what to do with ISIS is something that is going to be discussed on the Hill today. The president has sent Congress his request to, for war authorization powers. And it's going to be very interesting to watch the debate sort of play out about what the strategy is, what the real aims are, and the scope of the measures that the president will be asking for.
I'd love to be a reporter and ask one of these people, and maybe this is an idea for you if you haven't already thought about it, what it is, how do we get beyond politics when it comes to something like this? Because there's so much danger here, and it seems that we're approaching it so slowly when we ought to be going faster. Is that because of the political considerations? Have you asked that question, or do you think from your observation that that may be part of the problem?
I do think that, it's very interesting because the president did come into office claiming that Iraq was a dumb war and that Afghanistan was the only war that needed to really be concentrated on. Of course, then we have the Arab Spring and the sort of the minimum effort that went into, the phrase leading from behind with what happened in Libya and in Tunisia and in Egypt. And we've seen the consequences of the upheaval there. And in a lot of ways, people have said that it has led to the growth of ISIS. Certainly when it comes to the Syria conflict, the people who were hoping that the U.S. would act sooner blame the lack of action for the utter ruin that is happening in places like Raqqa and Aleppo right now, and the spread of the Islamic State fighters and its group across that region. And the idea now that we're almost partnering with Bashar Assad, who is the person really behind so much of this? My enemy's enemy is suddenly my friend.
Well, it got reversed with Saddam Hussein. He was our friend, then became our enemy. It happens all the time, especially in the Middle East. Don't you notice that?
It's such a telling thing because I think that there's an idea here, and I think it's really about the optics of how things play out in this country that have completely different ramifications in the Middle East. When Americans talk about democracy to someone in the Middle East, democracy is the U.S. appointed person in charge. That was what happened with Mubarak, and so it's all well and good to say something here, but the way it actually plays out on the other side of the world is something else completely.
Well, that's a good point you make about Mubarak and some of the others that have been titular heads that got money and support in the United States because he was our guy, and then they say, okay, we want elections, and what happens during the elections is the Muslim Brotherhood gets elected. They're not our guys, and then there's suddenly an upheaval in that, and one wonders whether the CIA is involved. And it's like to the point where you don't trust our government in most any way. At least that's the way I look at it, frankly.
Right, and I don't think we should. I think that we should always be asking questions and trying to hold people to account. The idea that the president cut short his trip to India to
go kiss the
when the
king's
rest of the
butt.
World's leaders to go. Exactly. And Saudi Arabia is responsible for so much of this fundamentalist strand of Islam throughout the world.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and the idea that no one talks about that because of its strategic importance to this country.
Right. It's all about oil and the deals that Rumsfeld and Cheney put together with them long ago, and that's what sticks now. All right, Jamie, thank you for your observations. Jamie Tarbury, who is a senior staff writer and reporter at Al Jazeera, with some input, interesting input, with regard to ISIS in Syria and Iraq. It's 10 before the hour.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Hotshot Warren Eckstein is with us here in the Good Day program. Warren is the... Look at that. Rissy taking a hot bath.
I don't have a dog.
And Jennifer, it's a boxer puppy that can't help snorting when he howls.
You are so cute.
Yes,
you are so loud.
How do you not watch those? Warren, they say YouTube revolves around kittens and boobies, right? How do you not watch an animal? Like, if you're sitting there and you're checking in on Facebook and there's a video there of an animal.
Yeah, you're going to check it out.
You have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. I'm actually watching more puppies over boobies now, just so you know.
Good for you.
Yeah, you might.
I'm glad to hear that.
Laugh.
All right, Warren Eckstein here brings you up to date on the latest news and events that affect your pet. That's next here on Good Day.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week, get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including a up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the spring flooring kickoff sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
One of the great things about Warren next time being on the program, I can count on him telling us what's happened on his program from the week before if we want to know. Warren's on the air around the country, a lot of great radio stations, including many of these same stations that carry this program, with a pet show. It it's 2 hours chock full of information about how to train your pet. How do you train a rattlesnake? People have rattlesnakes. But is there a breed of dog or cat or any other from that phyla that is untrainable, virtually unruly?
No.
No.
Simply no. I mean, they're not all...
Wait a minute, you're a better interviewee than that. You're not supposed to answer a question with no or yes or maybe. You're supposed to extrapolate on that.
You know, they're not all going to be Rin Tin Tin. They're not all going to be Lassie. And they're not all going to be Morris the Cat, who, by the way, I had to work with. The bottom line is that they don't have to be Cujo. They can all be made a little bit better. So, yes, every type of animal can be socialized or made a little bit better. However, saying that, I don't believe that wild animals should be socialized. I just think they'd be left in the wild. But I've had snakes that were really mellow. I used to take them around and hang out with kids because they were socialized. They weren't trained. They didn't sit and stay, but at least they were socialized, and that's the important
thing. Have you ever met an animal that you could not train? Dog, cat?
Only the ones that walk upright.
Yeah, that's true.
We all know that Warren likes dogs better than he likes people. We get that.
And I'm not the only one. Listen to this statistic. It's no secret that America loves their pets so much that 57% of pet parents said it was a deal breaker if their significant other or potential significant other didn't like their pets.
I think that's true. Certainly in my situation, Meredith has loved Charlotte. She really has taken to her, and Charlotte to her. It took a while, but that's the kind of thing that how do you not, it's like getting along with your children if you got children. In some way, shape, or form, even though you're not having a relationship with them, you kind of are. And the same is true with the dogs. The dogs around all the time. You got to have a love and a sense.
Okay, so I have to ask you this question.
Right.
If a significant other in your life, I'm not talking about Meredith, I'm just talking about anybody hypothetically, didn't like your dog, would you break up with them?
Yes.
If they didn't like your kids, would you break up with them?
Well, I think it's different with the kids because the kids don't have to be.
Answer the question, Dudley.
No, I probably wouldn't.
Your witness.
No.
Okay, thank you. Defense rest, Your Honor.
Well,
no further questions.
What? The kids aren't around every day. The dog is.
I lost this segment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me give you some
Jennifer's
more statistics. 39% of unmarried women prefer their dog to a date on Valentine's Day. That was kind of interesting. And 79%...
Wait a minute, hold on just a second. How many guys are going to date dogs on Valentine's Day?
That's a whole different question.
That's a different question. Okay.
Although you'd be better off. It's a lot cheaper to buy a biscuit. Get their flowers.
No, I wasn't thinking about a four-legged one. Go ahead, keep going.
18% of single men say that having a dog helps them get more dates, and 79% of men, 79% of women and 80% of men find dog-loving people are actually more attractive than those that don't love pets. And 54%, by the way, of people that live with pets tell their pets at least once a day that I love you. Now, I
do that with Charlotte.
I love them all day long.
Charlotte, all day long. I love Charlotte and Seven. I do. I love
them. Every once in a while, Denise says, hey, Warren, what about me?
Really, what do you say to Denise? I love you, Denise. Here's your Valentine's present. 59 after Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.